like an on-air mini massage. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I really do like Baltimore. Not to backtrack too much here.
Yeah, I think it's important to say, though.
I do like Baltimore, and I guess I did call it a loser city. But it is a loser city in some respects when it comes to sports. Just because the fans are not the most rabid. You know, they haven't really supported the team. And you know what I'd say? If I'm being totally honest, I'd say that Washington, D.C. is a worse sports town than Baltimore is. As far as the fans supporting the teams, sure, everybody's crazy about the Redskins. Because the Redskins always do good.
Sure. Lots of Super Bowls.
Yeah. We don't have a baseball team because nobody went to see our baseball team.
I think, really, there are rare examples where cities support their team if there's a long period of losing. And I think the sad thing is everybody that remembers the Cleveland Browns with their bad seasons.
They'd be the best story of a city that really stood there the whole time that their team sucked.
I think another group of fans that support their team thick or thin, really, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Red Sox fan, but it's true. Up in Boston, they still sell out those games even when the Red Sox are stinging up the joints and breaking everybody's heart.
Well, same with the Cubs, but you're talking about
sure,
those,
the Cubs fans are the
hundreds of years, though. How long have they had baseball?
But
100 years?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah,
I think there are certain fans, and you go into Wrigley Field, and you see the Chicago Cubs, one of the worst traditions of losing of any major league franchise, and people just go out there and have a great time. It's bigger than winning or losing, being a fan of that team. And it's rare. It's rare to find that, and I wish there were more examples of that, but unfortunately the bottom line is people go out and see their team. The vast majority of the country does that when their team is winning.
And I guess the whole thing about Baltimore is that it's a reason for some people in Baltimore to have an FU attitude, which is, I guess, what I find distasteful about some people in Baltimore. Like, hey, they took the Colts. F you, man!
Kind of, at least what we encountered out there, and we have personal experience with it, was kind of a mad-at-the-world attitude, and we didn't understand it. We didn't know it was coming from.
Did you say mad-at-the-world?
Mad-at-the-world.
Show me mad-at-the-world! That was the number one answer, Mike.
Good answer.
That was the number one answer.
Thank you.
How about a kiss?
How about a hug?
How about a hug?
Oh, I probably shouldn't bring this up.
What?
But I was flipping around... I was flipping around the dish, and I saw an old Family Channel, or I think it was the Family Channel, and it was the late Ray Combs.
Oh, they're running that all the time now. That show's called The Family Challenge.
Yeah, and he's popping balloons on these people's arms, and I got the impression that there was a little Elvis in him at the end there, because he was explaining the rules of the game.
You know, I saw one, and his voice sounded very much
really
like
rough,
this.
And he was kind of saying, "Here's what you do. Here's the rules. You want to pick up the balloons, and you want to break all the balloons, and run down around, and then you're the winner." Yeah. And I said, "Man, I wonder if that was a factor there."
And as soon as we're done with the show tonight, I'm gonna go hang myself.
Very weird to see that on TV.
Yes, here's Rob. Here's Rob, our love god. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Rob, please pick a number between 1 and 12.
7.
All right, let's hope it's a lady there. Hello, Donna, my show.
Hello.
Ah, bingo.
Right.
Bingo. Hi, my dear. What's your name?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Carmen, yes.
Carmen, thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. Carmen, where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Hey! A Baltimore lady!
Would you like to go with us to King's Dominion next Monday?
I'd love to.
And would you like to go with this guy, Rob?
I'm sure it'll be interesting. It'll be a good time.
Now, keep in mind...
Interesting? What does that mean?
Hold on, Rob. Now, keep in mind, you two kids will be handcuffed together. Cozy cuffs provided by Night Dreams is more for playful adults. Wintergreen Plaza, Rockville, Pike 7 Plaza, Tyson's Corner. You'll be on the luxury with Scotty the Dwarf, Paramount's King's Dominion, for a day of fun in the sun to ride all the rides and have a great time. We need to know about you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a dietitian.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, guys. I don't know.
Charlie Sheen.
No, not Charlie Sheen. I'm trying to think. Mary Stuart Masterson, maybe?
Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yeah.
I always get her. The ladies with more than one name confuse me.
Yeah, we have this discussion.
Great.
It's not like Mary Louise Parker or Penelope Ann Miller. Mary Stuart Masterson.
Is she the one who was in the movie with Kurt Russell? Don't we get in this argument every time? Was she in the movie with Kurt Russell where he was where Alec Baldwin was the crazy cop?
No. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Mary Stuart Masters.
Wasn't Ray Liotta?
It was Ray Liotta. Yes, not that, Alec Baldwin.
And that was that was the lady that was also in Revenge with Kevin Costner.
Yes.
What's her name?
Madeline Stowe.
Madeline Stowe. says the heavy breathing Charles Broyhill. Was that Mary? What is her name again?
Mary Stuart Masterson.
Wasn't Mary Stuart Masterson in the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
No.
Wasn't she the lead of Cocktail?
How many of you know that this man right here, Charlie Broyhill, as long as we're discussing his sick habits, how many of you know that he actually finds himself aroused? And I don't want to say we have a family show here, so I can't tell you what he does, but he gets very happy when he watches. Was it Kiana's Flex Appeal? What's the show that's on ESPN early in the morning? First thing.
Yeah, that's the Hawaiian one.
Oh, you watch all those workout shows, right?
Yeah. Well, what's you mentioned one in particular to Buzz, though.
I don't think it's on anymore. So,
Buzz, what was that show you were telling me that Charlie Broyhill
said? Kiana's Flex Appeal.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
You know, I was watching one of those shows very briefly, and my wife was sitting next to me, and I lingered too long on the channel, and what I saw was this naked, like, crotch shot. It wasn't a naked crotch, but it was just, they didn't make any bones
about
it.
Quite a workout.
They didn't make any bones about it. They sat there and they said, they're doing step aerobics. And they zoom in. And what it is they said, all right, you want to put your feet on the platform. They don't show the feet. They just zoom in on the ass. Sure.
That's not right.
No, show the ass.
Terrible. I got off that channel as soon as I could.
So to speak. And anyway, the information I had was that Charlie Broyhill works out while he watches that.
Yeah, okay. While you're watching while you're watching exercise shows?
That's what I heard first thing in the morning.
You gotta get yourself spice or something like that.
Well, why pay the extra though, Mike? If you can get off with basic cable, why?
That's the sickest thing I've ever heard. I'm never gonna watch those shows again without thinking of that. Thinking of Charles Broyhill, pants around his ankle.
First thing in the morning.
Oh God.
That's it. I'm just repeating the story that I heard.
Would it be, all right, let's get a frequency question here. Would it be every morning that you do that?
Well, the first thing I do every morning, it's right after that. I get up, I flush, and I walk out to the TV. And
that adds just a whole. Every morning?
Every morning.
You do that, and then you go to the bathroom?
No. I go to the bathroom.
Every morning?
No, not that.
You go to the bathroom not every that. Morning.
Just like that.
Right. Every morning you go to the bathroom and then...
Hey, and I want to say, I hear what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to it.
What are you talking about? he's doing the grease man joke.
See, that's three beats when you're doing Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill's talking about something we talked about 2.5 hours ago on the show.
Well, I don't get many chances.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So how many times a week do you
watch Kiana's Flex Appeal?
Twice a day.
Nice.
I record it. And then when I get home tonight, I'll watch it again.
Wait, you know, he is so difficult to communicate
the question
with.
Is,
I'm trying to get information
the question
out
is,
of him.
Not how many times do you watch it. How many times do you watch it while working out, if you know what I mean when I say working out?
Twice a day.
Twice a day. Every day?
Well, not weekends.
5 days a week?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
10 times a week?
Yeah.
You're telling the truth?
Oh, yeah.
All right, get out of here. I told you he's sick.
Oh, man.
He's sick. That's Charlie Broyhill, man.
Hope you scrub up before you come into work.
But yeah, that's why they run those shows on ESPN.
Of course.
Do you think that anybody's really getting up and working out to those shows? No, it's all guys like Broyhill. Guys laying half naked in bed. Just get up in the morning, you know, and that's it. I'm Charlie Broyhill. Let me see.
Oh, God. Oh, 8 o'clock. All right, I'll go take a dump and
trying to watch Hawaiian Babes, working out.
Make it back in time for Keanu. Or whatever.
What's her name?
Kiana.
Kiana. Yeah. Hey, listen, Rob, are you still there? Are you with your date?
No, I'm here.
All right, kids, listen, have a great time at Paramount's King's Dominion.
Okay.
A week from Monday. We love that amusement park, and we know that they will treat you just fine. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Now, in the next hour, we have a ton of stuff to get there. We'll get to it after this commercials. Then we'll be right back.
Hey, do I hang up now?
No, you're supposed to hang on the line.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Is this Carmen?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
What do you mean, interesting?
Excuse me?
What do you mean, interesting? That hurts my feelings. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
So do you really look like Mary Stuart Masterson?
I couldn't really think of anybody.
Okay, well, that's a good call.
Okay.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. So, I don't know. How old are you?
23.
All right.
God, listen to this guy.
He's an operator, isn't he?
If I'm like fat or something, are you going to make fun of me?
Well, no.
Okay, thanks. At least not to my face. I appreciate that.
Oh, he's cool.
How old are you?
Is he in
I'm 27.
Is he in control or
yeah.
what?
Yeah. You know that they're listening to us on the radio right now, right?
I had no idea.
No idea.
Okay, okay, slicky boy.
All right. No, you hurt my feelings, fellas.
Oh, will you stop that? We'll be right back.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
WJFK.
No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. Don and Mike.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, coast to coast and nationwide. Via Vest Vaudeville Entertainment, darling, in Lynchburg and Roanoke, Virginia, on 105.9 The Line. WLNI in Sioux City, Iowa, Magic 99.5 FM, KKMA. And thanks for listening in Worcester, Massachusetts, on 98.9 Double X. That's WXXWFM. Phone calls coming up here at some point, rotating random phone scan. We'll also review the movies that we haven't seen yet.
All right.
Maybe we'll do that in this hour. Also, oh, you know, we've never gotten to the Dear Donnie letters today.
Dear Donnie.
The real letters that the Weekly World News has sent us for our responses.
I found myself talking like Ann Landers since we're going to be doing this type of advice column.
And also the drop-ins from A to Z. We've got to get to those since they're starting to pile up. And Nuz Nurnan. We'll have news for you in this hour also. Hate to say I'm right all the time.
I know it pains you greatly to say that on this program.
But today, Tom Shales of the Washington Post had a 4-star review of the Rosie O'Donnell new show that I talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Same thing here in USA Today, mm-hmm. where they bring up all the points that I brought up yesterday. Right. This is a good show.
Yes.
The Rosie O'Donnell show, it's a good format. It is a breath of fresh air in the daytime. And this guy on USA Today... The first paragraph really sums it up. It says, I'd stay up for her, I'd stay home for her. As it is, I might tape the Rosie O'Donnell show and watch her instead of sour old Dave and dull old Jay.
And she's that's Matt Rausch that's got that. Yeah. He makes a great point.
Yep. I think you like it. It's a pretty good show, as I told you yesterday.
Do you think there's any chance that if she does have overwhelming success during the daytime that they will... move that vehicle to late night for her?
You know what? I don't think so, but what I think will happen, I think it will start a cycle mm-hmm. since everybody copies everybody.
Right.
If she has some success, and what she's doing is definitely not what Regis and Kathy Lee are doing.
Right.
If she does a standard talk show... That I think you'll start to see more stuff like that. Like maybe
that'd be great.
The Mike Douglas show.
Yeah, those great old shows, and it would get rid of some of that trash garbage that it's really that I think everybody's getting fed up.
She
with.
Has said she wants to do the Merv Griffin show.
That's great.
And Regis and Kathy Lee. I know her show's on at a different time. She, mm-hmm. She's on after them.
Right.
But that would be good counter programming because if there's ever a time to hit Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh, absolutely.
Not that we all wouldn't like to hit Regis and especially Kathy Lee, but if there's ever a time to hit them ratings wise.
Yeah, sure.
It would be now.
Yeah.
When, as we've said many times, if she would just let this Honduran sweatshop crap go
mm-hmm.
and get back, you know, at this point, I turn that show on, I say, listen, talk about Cody.
Yeah.
You know, talk about your stupid baby Cassidy that you hate so much. Just please stop crying and stop moaning about the sweatshops. And him. He sits there.
He looks seriously like somebody's walked up to him and hit him in the head with a sledgehammer because he just doesn't seem motivated anymore.
It's got to be awful for him. Oh, hey, will somebody bring me their phone number? Bring me the Regis and Kathy number. I need to call that show. Because, listen, it's one thing to be whipped by your regular wife, mm-hmm. as I'm sure Regis is by Joy Philbin. But imagine this. You go to work, and there's a second woman who you got to be whipped mm-hmm. towards. Don't you think that he really wants to turn her and just say, you know, listen, Kathy, enough with this.
I can't take it anymore.
Dial it up. Let's call.
Driving me nuts. Absolutely out of my mind every day. I got Joy at home. I got Kathy at work. It's bothering me. It really is. I don't know if I can continue. I don't know if I can proceed.
Hello, you've reached the automated menu service for the Live with Regis and Kathy Lee show.
Right.
Whom could only be used with a touch-tone phone.
We got that.
You may make your selection at any time during this message. If you'd like ticket information, press 1.
What if you'd like to find out if Regis is sick of Kathy?
Live newsletter, press 2.
No.
For information about any of our contests, press 3.
Oh, they're great contests.
If you'd like general information for the show or information about any of the segments that appeared on today's show, press 4. To register a comment or complaint about today's show.
To register a comment or complaint about today's show,
Please leave a short message after the tone.
Short?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Kathy Lee didn't cry enough today on the show. Kathy Lee didn't talk today on the show enough about how many of her freaking millions of dollars she gives away to charity. I was really upset. She didn't spend the whole show talking about the kids in the Hondurans at jobs. That's my complaint.
Sometimes they keep us working all night until 6:30 in the morning.
Esto sucedía con frecuencia en los pantalones de Kathy Lee.
And this happened frequently with the Kathy Lee pants.
And also, listen, I have one other complaint. Your trivia questions are way too hard.
You have reached an automated service which will connect you to the phone number that you enter. Please enter the number or name.
Wait a minute.
I just wanted to get my message back.
If and you that's finished entering the phone number, press number sign.
What's the number? What's that, pound?
Yes. The pound sign.
That's what happened with the Kathy Lee pants.
Needed at this time. Transferring to an attendant. One moment, please.
Oh, good.
All right, okay.
Well,
and they just hung up.
Yeah. Well, at least you got your message through, and I'm sure it was recorded.
Today is Tuesday. It is the 11th of June. Here's the celebrity birthday list. Jacques Cousteau.
How old is he?
86. Used to be some joke. Wasn't there some joke about Jacques Custodian or something like that? The janitor and a drum or something
that? Yeah, you know, lots of Ted Kennedy jokes with that, too, and they're all the same.
And now we look for the baby seal under the water.
You know the worst accent of all?
Octopus.
The worst fresh accent?
What's that?
Is that guy, not that yours isn't super.
Right.
But the fact that you did that made me think of that dumb movie that's on HBO with Kevin Kline.
I don't even watch that. I turn that on when I see that, I go elsewhere.
Well, I'm sad to say I've invested bits and pieces in the movie. And I thought somebody had told me, or maybe it was just one of those things that I made up and said enough till I finally believed it myself, that it was a fake accent that he was doing in the movie, and that at the end of the movie, doesn't he tell her that it's a fake accent?
I haven't seen the end of the movie.
See, I thought I'd seen the end of the movie. I thought that last night I saw the last part of the movie when she's sitting on the airplane going back to Charlie, to her fiancé, and he gets on the plane and he says, "Oh, mon chéri, you should not leave, for I love you." And then they get off the plane and he never says to her, "This is a fake, made-up accent. I am not really a Frenchman." So I guess he's supposed to be a French. Has anybody seen the movie French Kiss?
Is that would that be the movie with Billy Crystal?
No, that is Forget Paris.
Oh, these French movies, they confuse me. That is the one where Billy Crystal is the basketball referee.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, oui, hey, Mr. Crystal. This is the one with Kevin Kline.
Yeah, now, if there's ever anybody who should play somebody from France, it's Deborah Winger.
Oh, oui.
Because she's dirty enough, too. She has the hygiene problem that the French women do. But in the movie with Billy Crystal, she plays a beautiful American
woman. Oh, Deborah Winger, come to France. Let your leg hair and your armpit hair grow. Go down to your waist. Let the armpit hair hang out of your arms. Oh, that is the way we like it in France.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was going to get on with you guys. Actually, I've seen French Kiss, and it is supposed to be a real accent.
It is what?
It's supposed to be a real accent.
So he's supposed to be a real accent.
I think you may be thinking of the actor, Don, who Kevin Kline, I think, said that he didn't really know what a French accent was supposed to sound like, just faked one for
the night. Made it up.
Oh, well.
I'm calling about another fake accent, though.
Yes?
Am I saying the subject?
What's that?
In the D.C. area, there's a radio station that has a DJ on the weekends who pretends that he's from Ireland.
You mean, and it's fake?
It's so fake. I have friends from Ireland who are like, that guy's not really Irish. And if you call, he'll argue with you on the phone about it. And you can tell it's fake because he'll keep going. Every time he gets on, he's like, "This is Mark, your alien DJ, you know, the Irish guy."
I've heard him.
Does it sound like a real, like, fake brogue? Or
I didn't know he was pretending to be from Ireland. I thought it was supposed to be a British accent.
Here's Robert Spiewak. Hello, no.
Hi, Nike. The thing about this jock is that he goes back and forth in the intensity of his accent, too, depending on where you catch him in his shift.
Absolutely. It's so fake. It's so funny.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, Clancy. Well, it's a fine day. What a fine day. Perhaps I'll go on the weekend programming and host a sports show about rugby.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm so sick of you guys bashing gays all day. Are you homophobes or what?
Are you a homosexual, sir?
All night long, girlfriend.
You what? We don't bash gays.
Uh-huh. I heard you earlier making fun of our accents.
No, you're not even a gay.
Oh man!
Come on, only real gays can call this show.
I'd love a real gay complaint call.
But a real gay wouldn't have a bone to pick with us. If you pardon that pun, although I'm thirdly given the chance, a gay would pick our bones.
Sometimes they kept us all night. This happened frequently with the Kathy Wee acid.
What's going on here?
I really don't know. Man. I don't know.
And he hung up before he could get it out.
Sure,
he got most of it out.
Slash
though.
And run.
Anyway. Because I happen to know gay people think this show is funny.
Absolutely. And when we had our gay square dance and rodeo, it was a big hit.
It's dreamy funny. That's what this show is.
We love everybody on this show.
Hello, but if you can't make fun of gays, who can you make fun of? And I mean by that is that they should be made fun of like everybody else is made fun of. That's what I mean.
Sound like Georgie Jessel there.
Yeah, they may be funny too.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Man, that guy on WHFS, he is so phony with
that
accent.
Is that at the station?
He doesn't even sound like he's...
Well, listen, I don't want to... We're on the network now. I don't want to spend all day talking about WHFS and what a phony radio station that is. Okay?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, thank you.
Pointless.
And if you're going to do an Irish show, sound like the Lucky Charms guy.
Magically delicious.
Pink hearts, green clovers. Hey, hear more of your favorite classic rock hits.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I can speak with Don.
You're speaking with me now.
Don.
Yes.
Bill from Wichita.
Yes, hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I got a question. You're a big television buff, right?
That's right, and I watch it in the buff.
Hey, my wife and I got a bet going here regarding Al Molinaro on Happy Days.
Yes. What is the bet?
Okay, the question is...
Did you swallow your tongue or something like that?
The most talented performer on Happy Days, show me Al Molinaro!
Yeah, absolutely. He blows Anson Williams out of the water, and what's Danny Most?
Ralph Mouth.
Donnie Most.
Donnie Most. Donnie Most was Ralph Mouth. Anson Williams was Patsy Weber.
And look at Chachi now. Look what Chachi's relegated to doing. You know, before they were stars, Chachi was just like failed to grow.
Chachi gets tons of stink. Read the tabloids. Read the tabloids.
Consider my mind changed about his talent then. That's like saying Lawrence Welk makes a lot of money. Or made a lot of money.
Chachi does get a lot of stink, though.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He's got some very high-profile girlfriends.
Have you, with all your TV viewing, have you watched Before They Were Stars?
Nah, I've seen it. I flipped by it. It's lame.
It's painful to watch.
It's like that Dave Coulier show.
Sure.
It's basically Chachi standing in front of a big screen saying, now here's Sybil Shepherd when she did a milk commercial.
And it sounds like as old as he's getting more and more that extreme New York accent. I'm Chachi. And now, here's more with Before They Were Stars.
He's the Stinkmeister, though.
Are you a Chachi fan?
No, I'm a Stink fan. Who doesn't love Stink? Hello?
Hey, yeah, Don?
Yes.
My question is I was wanting to know, when that show was playing back in the 70s...
Happy Days, yes.
Yeah, did Al have a mustache?
No, absolutely not.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
You wouldn't have been able to tell if he had one anyway.
Well, with all the nose hair you have?
That nose hair and that nose hanging down.
No, there was absolutely no mustache on Al Molinaro.
Oh, my God. I think I just lost $1 million to my...
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
It was Pat Morita that had the mustache.
Yeah. Awesome, but he was a Chinaman.
Mm-hmm.
So he's easily distinguishable from Al Molinaro, who was the Italian.
Chinaman. Pat Morita was Japanese.
Oh, all right.
Pat Morita is Japanese. Morita.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think it was Marion Ross who had the mustache.
I think she was dreamy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Al Molinaro, with more thrills and more fun.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's my fault. I'm pressing the buttons. It's not like the people are just magically coming on the radio.
It's weird out there, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gag, 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 gag.
And I didn't even make it through the celebrity birthdays here. Gene Wilder today, 61. I had no idea Gene Wilder was that old.
Love him in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I love him in Young Frankenstein.
Also, yeah. Chad Everett, Jackie Stewart, Adrian Barbeau. There were two reasons I used to watch Maude.
Oh, man.
And she's those two reasons.
And they knew. Norman Lear was aware of that, too. And he, I think he personally handpicked the Adrian Barbeau outfits.
And also the great Joe Montana, 40 years old today. Here are the most popular movies we are watching this past weekend. I give you just the top five because all the rest are not even players here. Number five is Eddie, then Dragonheart, Twister, Mission Impossible. Everybody knows the number one movie. It's a great one with Sean Cassidy. It's called The Rock. What? What are you laughing at?
You said it's Sean Cassidy.
I'm sorry.
Sean Cassidy. I tell you, I love Sean Cassidy as that Irish cop in The Untouchables.
Yeah. 007 movie. He was great.
He was fantastic in that.
All right. I was looking at the telephones when I was talking, thinking of two things at once. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, can I get your take on Twister? I saw it this weekend. I thought it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I said that from day one. I said the plot is non-existent. The plot is non-existent. If the people really went chasing after those tornadoes, they would have been killed. Helen Hunt, when you see her on the big screen, is kind of disappointing when they got that one big scene of just her big face on the screen.
Yeah, but the body was looking good, though, wasn't it?
I was not impressed.
You know, the plot was darn predictable. I mean, But
gosh darned predictable. That's what the plot of Twister was.
What about that guy's girlfriend, the doctor lady?
Is that Jamie Gertz?
It might have been. I don't know. She was looking pretty darn good, though.
Black hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jamie,
yeah. Yeah.
Jamie Gertz. Oh, yes. A robo-babe.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say hi to Jeff. This is Peter in Tampa.
Right. Cool.
All right.
All right, dude sickle. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
How are you?
I am here to believe you.
Well, this is a great day for me. We just finished up with... I just finished up with jury duty. I've been on it for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been very difficult.
Show me guilty!
What kind of trial were you a juror on?
It was a civil case regarding a foods company and...
Sybil? You say it's Sybil Shepherd?
No, yeah, it was a Sybil Shepherd Vishass case.
Well, what kind of case was it?
No, it was a civil case and it was regarding...
Civil. Right, okay.
And a lady had gotten botulism from eating some food... And so she sued this company, but it wasn't really their fault.
So were you the lone guy who was holding out for the verdict one way or the other?
No, not at all.
It was a unanimous verdict for the company?
Well, there were three people, and they were really, really bleeding hearts. It was very difficult to get a majority.
Oh, yeah, okay, Mr. Heartless. Thanks for protecting the little guy.
No.
Hey, hold on. What town do you live in? What city do you live in?
Rockland, which is north of Sacramento.
All right, so you're from Cal. All right, so you're California. Just California jury. California jury to begin with, Mike, okay?
Mm-hmm. Was it a hung jury?
Yeah, we were all hung. Well hung. Thank
were you.
You
no, listen, were you able to come to a decision?
Oh, yeah.
12 angry men?
No, it was a great, thing to go through. It was a good process.
Did you get some room service?
No room service.
You weren't sequestered?
Nothing like that. Not in a civil case. That would be a criminal case.
Oh. Too bad.
No, I mean, it's not that difficult.
So the liberals, you brought the bleeding hearts around to your heartless, cold point of view?
Exactly. I'm for corporate America, and, Exactly.
What are you doing listening to this show, then?
Squash the little guy. No, I like your point of view most of the time.
Well, you know, we're liberals, you know.
Oh, I know that.
Okay. All right, good.
Good, all right. Well, then you have an open mind.
It all balances out. I like these people. It all comes down to people are people.
But wait, hold on. If people are people, then shouldn't the woman have gotten her money if she got sick?
Well, no, because this guy bought soup in the refrigerated section. Okay? He takes the soup home.
Can I just tell you that what a stupid country this is in? You know what? I on one hand, I think that the woman, if the woman got sick, she deserves to get some money from suing. But God, well, can we all stop suing each other about coffee and about soup?
Yeah, that's part of your platform, isn't it? When you run for president, you're going to say no suing?
No suing.
Wait a second. You have to listen. This thing, it was, the guy bought soup.
First off, the Dick Van Dyke Show's on TV every day.
Right.
Second, the NFL plays 12 months a year.
Uh-huh.
Third, if Kathy Lee Gifford ever wants to go on TV, she has to be topless. And fourth, no suing.
No suing.
Those are my platforms.
I'm for that.
Please elect me.
But this guy gets the soup, he gets it out of a refrigerated section, he takes it home and he puts it in the pantry for 18 days.
Wow.
Okay, and then takes it out and gives it to his girlfriend.
What kind of soup do they sell in the refrigerated section?
It would be clam chowder.
Well, no, you can buy clam chowder that's not refrigerated.
Well, this one was, and they just.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not familiar with. I'm familiar with all soup, kind of like being on a shelf in a can. I'm just not real familiar with soup in the refrigerated section.
Well, I know, but it was in a package, and it even said keep refrigerated on the front.
Well, then he's out of luck.
Right, that's what we thought from the beginning. But
How much money did he want?
$1,070,000.
$1,070,000.
And he's still alive?
He's fine. He darn near killed his girlfriend. She was on a respirator for 7 weeks, and it killed us. We knew that someone was at fault. We didn't believe it was the company.
Well, it's on the label. It's if he kept it in his pantry, you know. Yeah.
You have any good arguments? You have any good jury arguments?
Oh, man, yeah. We deliberated for, almost...
And say guilty or innocent. Exactly. There was a whole bunch of steps. Gotcha.
It made it very gray, and it was so difficult. And I just sat there. I was drinking coffee, which is the worst thing you can do because your stomach's knotting up. And but then at the end, you know, we finally all agreed upon it. And it's almost, I hate to say it, like bargaining. And you're trying to win these people across.
So did you feel guilty when you had to go back in the courtroom and you looked at the guy and the woman who'd been sick? Did they look at you? Did they give you the hairy eye?
Not at all. It's almost as if they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how much money these people spend for expert witnesses.
And you know what those guys got to be thinking? They got to be thinking, we went to court and we spent that money.
Yep.
OJ got off.
Yeah, really.
And we didn't get a dime for eating our bad soup, even if it was their fault.
Yeah, but always refrigerate your soup. I think we can all learn that from this.
Well, we will never look at the way we purchase food the same again. Your refrigerator should always be at like 45 degrees to 42.
Well, that's way too cold, isn't it?
No, it should be 40 degrees or lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, now, you know, I don't ever think...
No, because freezing is 32.
Right. See, I guess I never think of it temperature-wise. In my house, here's the fight we have. Much like the air conditioning, mm-hmm. If I had my way, we have the thing on the back of the refrigerator to set.
Right.
My wife would have it at 3, which I don't think is cool enough to keep drinks cold.
Yeah.
No,
I conversely would have it at 7.
Yeah, I have mine about 6 or 7.
If I open up like a can of Diet Cherry Coke, right. I don't mind if it's got like some ice in it because it's so cold in there.
It should be between 32 degrees and 40 degrees in your refrigerator.
Mine's good at about between 6 and 7. I like it. I don't have to worry about any food or anything in there.
It's just full of beer.
It's beer. It's all beer.
Beer and soup.
Beer. No, the soup's in a can.
Keep refrigerated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Tu chica la puta. Hijo de puta.
We need a translation beautiful for that said. Because I don't speak that language.
No, no. Be right back.
Boom.
Don't break stations. Don't break. If I'm going to die, I want to do it on the air. Wait a minute.
My God. All right.
You okay?
You swallow a bug?
Yeah, I'm all right. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Hi, Mike. Dial 911.
Have a beverage.
Dial 911.
All right. I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah. Just if I ever do keel over and die, you bet your butt I'm going to do it here on the show.
And, you know, and I... personally, more than anyone else, would want to thank you for that because it would be a good ratings booster.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Working hard to preserve a unified Germany, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, Rob just asked me if we wanted to continue with phone calls there.
Mm-hmm.
I think not.
I think it might be a good idea to proceed.
We'll just move on with the show. Now, you know, this is a standard problem that we have. Not that it's a problem with the phone calls, because, you know, the radio show, we're doing a super job.
Sure, it can be our problem, it can be our joy.
The ratings show that actually over the summertime, our listening level gets higher because mm-hmm. there are more people available to listen to the radio. And the problem that comes with that is once you get past like the 1st of June, what is today's date? It's the 11th of June? Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once you get past the 1st of June,
yeah.
You got a lot of people who got a lot of time to sit around and call a radio show.
Sure, and that's what's happening, and that's fine.
And see, the thing is, what I should do is slow down when we take the calls. I should give Rob and James Tiberius, the intern, chance to answer the phones in the slow, methodical fashion that they are used to doing. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you call the show, you get that.
How are you?
Yes.
Hello.
What happens is they can't keep up with the fast rate I'm answering the phone at, mm-hmm. and I end up just picking, we got 12 lines, I end up just picking them up, and that's why you guys, what the guy was saying is your sister is a whore. That's what the guy in Spanish was saying, or your mother is a whore, or something like that.
Where
but for goodness sakes,
calling from?
Just say it in English if you're going to call the show.
Hi, this is Rob. What would you like to talk to the boys about?
He goes as fast as he can.
Thank you. I don't think that's the type of subject matter that's fitting for the phone scam. Goodbye.
So I think that at least for the summer months, we'll probably have to do is slow down on the number of live calls we take to give Rob a chance to screen the calls.
Yeah. Hello.
That's how we'll do it. There you go. He's screening them right now.
Okay.
He's a good boy.
He's a wonderful boy. And don't think that this little impression I'm doing means I think less of the boy.
The family that accused Michael Jackson of child molesting is hauling Michael Jackson back into court.
Good.
The father of the boy who made the charge has sued Michael Jackson. The suit alleges that Michael Jackson broke his promise not to discuss the out-of-court settlement. Now, he got like $20 million. The suit says that the suit says what amounted. Hold on. Michael Jackson went on Primetime Live a year ago. Right. This is what I was leaving out of the story.
Right.
Michael Jackson went on the Diane Sawyer show and denied the boy's allegations. The lawsuit that was filed today says that amounts to calling the boy a liar.
I agree with that 100%.
Michael Jackson denies the new allegations and promises that he will fight them. Chris Rock is engaged. Chris Rock met his fiance at the Essence Awards 3 years ago. After all, he says, where else would you meet an upwardly mobile black woman? Mm-hmm. His show is on HBO. The only reason I even mention this is that he really explains, toss my salad.
And he's funny. He's very, very funny. It's a great special.
He's hot right now.
Oh, I got another Michael Jackson story for you. A judge has ordered a freelance journalist to reveal his source about a possible videotape that shows Michael Jackson having sex with a teenager.
Oh, boy.
Michael Jackson alleges in a $100 million lawsuit that Victor Guterres lied about having access to a 27-minute video of the alleged encounter.
Man.
The suit says hard copy, and it also names hard copy, and a reporter
who had
a story on the tape. Will I be able to rent it at Blockbuster? That's what I want to know. That'll be in the sure. Donna Mike section.
Oh, the top of the list.
It's a boy. It's a boy. Pamela Lee.
Yeah.
She did it. She squeezed that puppy out.
Rock and roll.
It's a boy. Let's all pray for this kid.
Is the first baby to be born with tattoos.
Brandon Thomas Lee is the boy for Tommy Lee and for Pamela Anderson Lee. They've had a baby. The carriage house where Kurt Cobain killed himself will be torn down. Courtney Love says that the spot where Kurt Cobain offed himself has become a bigger tourist attraction than the Space Needle in Seattle. She wants to keep things private for their daughter. Fans show up at the site and spend a lot of time just looking at the place where Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Right.
According to a Seattle newspaper, beer cans are everywhere, and, quote, there's all kinds of icky debris.
Yee.
Which used to be my radio name when I worked at the alternative station.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When I used to use the fake Irish accent. Hey, it's icky debris with ya. What is this? The Walmart? Oh, I've heard this story. All right. Here's another reason to wonder about what's going on at Walmart. Has anybody seen the Goo Goo Dolls record?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You've seen the cover of the record.
Right.
It's got a little kid on it, and the kid is covered with goo.
Yeah. Raspberry goo, I think.
The name of the group is the Goo Goo Dolls, and the name of the album is A Boy Named Goo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, they've gotten complaints from customers because of the photo of a baby boy who's smeared with blackberry juice.
Blackberries, that's what it is.
The Walmart customers think that the berry juice looks like blood, which in their distorted minds means child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've taken the CD out of Walmart. They're not going to sell it anymore.
Oh, man, does this mean that they're not going to fire any greeters, are they?
It says here,
I don't think so.
The name of the album is A Boy Named Goo. The picture is a boy covered with goo. What part of this concept are they unclear on?
What's everybody getting uptight about goo for? Come on.
Hickory dickory dock.
Oh, what's wrong with people?
With banana dice. Wrong goo, Mike. Wrong goo.
I'm sorry.
Is turning down $35 million a stupid move? Michael Keaton says most people would think so, but Michael Keaton said that he turned down $35 million to be in this Batman movie that came out last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton says that he likes to take chances with his career, otherwise he gets bored. I don't know if I believe that or not about Michael Keaton.
He's a tough guy, though. That's why he says stuff like that. He wants everybody to know, hey, I'm Michael Keaton, and I'm a tough guy. I don't need $35 million. I'm a tough guy. I take chances. I'm real. He's like that guy Brad Paxson that's in Twister. You hear these guys interview.
Please, that is an insult to Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is so much better than Bill Paxson.
He is so full of himself, and he thinks he likes to create that image that he is the super mean guy, the super tough guy that, you know, like...
Didn't
like
he take a big chance with Mr. Mom? Who else wanted to be Mr. Mom? Nobody but Michael Keaton.
At that point, when he took the movie Mr. Mom, he was taking anything he could get there. And if we're going to talk about Michael Keaton movies, I want to take you back to Johnny Dangerously with Joe Piscopo. If we're talking about real chances in one's career.
He was good in Beetlejuice.
He was great in Beetlejuice. That was his best. That's my favorite Michael Keaton movie.
And now this new movie he has also looks like it might be kind of promising. Have you seen the one where there's four Michael Keatons?
Right.
Where he keeps cloning himself. What is the name of that movie? It's Multa Theater, something like that.
Multiplicity.
Multiplicity, that's it.
It's Goo Goo Doll.
You know what I'm finding out, though, about Batman? Michael Keaton should have taken the money and kept being Batman, because it really doesn't matter who's Batman. You know, it could be George Clooney, it could be Val Kilmer, and a couple of years ago, you remember I went on a crazy tirade against Val Kilmer. I didn't want him to be my Batman.
Right. I know how upset you were, and he ended up being a fine Batman.
His lips are too big, but he's a good Batman. That really doesn't matter.
Lips are too good for the cowl. Is that what you're saying?
They could put Rob in that suit. You know, anybody can be Batman, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Rob, the top of his head would explode if they tried to get him in that suit.
Well, they'd have to the cowl would have to be made much larger.
That, to me, would be a dream come true if Rob Spiewak was Batman. I just love that. The world would be in the right place as far as I'm concerned.
Wouldn't that be something? Batmobile keeps stopping it for donuts all the time.
And have Cannon as Robin.
Please stop it. They've been through a lot of changes on the show. Mad about you, but there's one thing they won't do ever. Helen Hunt says that she and Paul Reiser swore to each other at the beginning that they would never do, quote, a very special Mad About You.
Well, they've already broken that promise, haven't they?
Yes, I was just going to mention that, Buzz, where she says that they will never announce to the world that this is the week we get serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hypocritical because they just did the whole big thing where they were going to be breaking up. Yeah.
You know, when All in the Family used to get heavy, they'd never bill it as a very special All in the Family. Right. It would always flow very naturally from the comedy, and it would be a moment that would be very special, but it wouldn't be identified, and you would see it only as a part of the show, and none of the shows do it anymore. They're always just like, a very special Blossom.
All right, hold on. Here's something for you. I'm sorry. We have to move here. It's 10 until already. TV's falling off the wagon. Liquor ads are coming back to television for the first time in 30 years. Seagram has started running 30-second spots for whiskey on the NBC station in Dallas, Texas. The ban on liquor ads has been voluntary by TV stations. Seagram says it has to run the ads in order to keep up with beer and wine. It's too soon to tell if other companies will follow Seagram's lead, but there's your chance to be a celebrity endorser, Mike.
That's terrific, and I am available. Call me here at the station if you'd like me to endorse your product. But, hey, I only endorse the products that I use, so that pretty much leaves every company wide open.
Liquor? I hardly knew her, for goodness sakes. Once again, you and I just missed the list of the most influential and powerful people in America, according to Time Magazine. Let me see, who made this list?
How many were on the list?
25. We number 26.
Again.
Robert Redford, Louis Farrakhan, Calvin Klein, Martha Stewart, Opie Winfrey, Jerry Seinfeld, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love?
Yes.
What the hell is Courtney Love doing on that list?
Al Gore, Michael Eisner, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, and Pauly Shore. There's the list of the 25 most influential people in America.
Somebody was sniffing glue before they put that list together.
And finally, I got two more stories for you. Hold on. Which one do you want to hear first? The one about Dennis Rodman or the one about Ray Combs?
Ray Combs.
No, I forgot. Also, I forgot. Carrot Top was on that list, too.
Oh, was he really?
The most influential people in America.
No, that's wonderful.
Here's the one about Ray Combs. Relatives are still trying to figure out why Ray Combs killed himself last week. Ray Combs was buried yesterday in his hometown of Hamilton, Ohio. His older sister says things were out of control for her brother and he needed some help. She hopes he'll be remembered for making people smile on the new Family Feud.
Well, he will.
So that's it. We can finally put that to rest.
That's okay? Good. He'll be missed.
Show me in the ground! That's right. And finally, if you've ever wanted to lick Dennis Rodman.
Well, I'm looking at a guy that wants to do that every day.
Show me lick Dennis Rodman!
Oh, man.
You will have your chance. A candy maker in Boise, Idaho is making a lollipop that looks like Dennis Rodman.
Oh, hallelujah.
The lollipop will look like a bloated worm with Dennis Rodman's face on top of the worm's body.
All right.
They hope to have this out by the end of the week. They expect to sell them by a million, by the millions. Talk about an all-day sucker.
Hell, man, you can die now.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Dreamy. It's a dreamy sucker. Oh, I've got the number here. I think we'll call next hour.
Send us a box.
We will call the candy company next hour. We got a breakdown. Nuz Nurmak has news after this. Cabin in Montana.
He's a Freeman.
The manslaughter trial of NFL star. A guy sat down at his home computer in Goldsboro, Maine last week and found two milk snakes on top of his hard drive. When he realized they were harmless, he stuffed them into a pillowcase, which he then gave to the local game warden, who then released them into a nearby national park. Snakes, it seems, are everywhere these days, and they're not all harmless milk snakes. In Old Bridge, New Jersey, a Mrs. Van Cleef heard what sounded like a leaky tire under her front porch. It wasn't a tire. It was a large brown rattlesnake. Those aren't native to New Jersey, so the animal control people figured she was mistaken or playing some kind of a joke. She wasn't. They used a pool cleaning tool and a pair of tongs to capture it. The snake no longer lives at the Van Cleef house. It lives at the Bronx Zoo. In Melbourne, Florida, time has run out for Russell Crowe. Last week, he was given 1 week to get rid of his pet snakes. It's one of the terms of his probation. Russell pleaded no contest to charges of housing snakes in an unsafe and unsanitary manner, and with letting one of them escape. About a month ago, a lady watering her flowers came face-to-face with Russell's monocled albino cobra.
Jeez.
Russell had about 30 poisonous cobras in his collection.
Snake was wearing a monocle?
No, but it looks like it, the way it's colored.
Don't transfer me to the Russian front.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I'm a monocled cobra.
Call it Clink.
Schultz!
So Russell had these 30 poisonous cobras in his house. He says he was hoping to go into business selling cobra venom for treating snake bites. Of course, if it weren't for guys like Russell, we might not need the snake bite medicine.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Nuz. Be right back.
Radio gods.
I think of kids for the British show in town.
Don and Mike.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
WKFK.
Ow.
Try it on, baby.
They're still looking for a monkey, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's us. Thank you for listening. In Wichita, Kansas, on KQAM in Portland, Maine, on Hot Talk 970 WZAN. And thank you for listening in Baltimore. Greatest sports fans in the world in Baltimore.
That's right.
On WJFKAM. Listen, we can't even get into that discussion here, okay? We can't even. Well, you know why? Because I'm going to have to talk about why I think that he's
the guy. You don't have to talk about it. We can cover that ground without you having to talk about
it. Well, I'd have to let the facts go.
See, I think it's Charles Broyhill.
We've had a lot of gross discussions on this show before. He says to me during the commercials.
Have you been
in the bathroom today?
I want to say all I'm telling you is the truth, and all I'm telling you is what I saw earlier today.
Says, have you been in the bathroom? Yes.
Gross me out.
Says, are you in the main stall? I said, no, I haven't gone number two. Says, go right now, and I didn't have time because we were almost done with
the
commercials.
This is the one on the right, number one.
The regular, not the handicap stall.
That's right. This is the smaller stall.
He says, go in there and look. Somebody has
flicked a nasty on the side of the stall wall.
Like a booger.
It's the truth.
Jesus.
I am simply telling you the truth. And it's anyone going in there could tell me that it's the truth because it's right there. It's impossible not to see. It's very, very noticeable. Have you seen it, Charles?
No, I haven't been in there.
You haven't been in there?
All right. So he tells me this. And then I said, well, you know, 2 days ago I walked into the production room. You know Rick McClure?
Right.
The guy I made with the bet with about the Chicago Bulls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I walked in there 2 days ago to say hello to him in the production room.
Right.
I am positive he was scratching his brain. He had his finger so far up in his nose.
He was doing some serious mining.
Yes. And I, that was last week, okay? Didn't I come in and tell you I caught him picking his nose?
Yes, you did. I remember you said that to me last week.
Same thing yesterday. I walked in the production room yesterday.
Right.
To like rub it in that the Bulls had won over the weekend. Sure. And I walked in and once again.
So I just got a little gag reflex there.
There is Rick. Just.
Now, in fairness to Rick, I must tell you that I discovered this early on today.
What's the number in the production room? Where's he at?
892.
All right.
Charles, you want to go down and verify that it's still there?
Yeah, I'll look.
All right.
Okay, yeah, look at him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yes.
Rick.
Yeah.
Left side.
Who?
It's Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Rick.
Listen, what's going on, guys?
Listen, we're not calling about the Bulls or anything.
Yeah.
Question okay. for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Question for you.
What's that?
Have you been in the bathroom today?
No, man. No,
it's not the usual.
No, I had an earlier bowel movement at home, man.
This is something we discovered in there.
Something Mike discovered in there.
Yeah, I discovered it in there.
What did you discover?
It has nothing to do with the reason you're in the bathroom.
What did you discover, a cigarette?
No. We know you're a smoker. That's no big secret.
Okay.
Somebody flicked a booger on the side of the wall.
Oh, man. I wouldn't do anything like that.
And it's really, I mean, it had to either be.
That's something Broyho would do.
Well, now, wait, hold on. Normally I would think that, but Rick, now, please, don't be offended.
What is Charles Broyho doing? Is he taking a sample?
Do you remember last week when I came with the production room to talk to you about the Bulls?
Right. I had a booger in my nose.
Now, don't you remember when you were picking your nose? Really picking? Remember, I walked in. You said, "Oh, D."
No, I was picking it with my pinky finger, man. If you see, if you pick your nose with the index finger, that's when you're digging. The gold.
Charles here comes Broyhill. Charlie Broyhill.
Yes,
it's still there. It's still there, big, crusty.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, check this out.
Okay. What, Rick?
Check with Alan.
Alan Linewine?
Alan Linewine.
Why is your number one suspect Alan Linewine?
I just came from his office. He said he's congested with phlegm, man.
Oh! All right, thank you, Rick.
All right, yeah.
It is the cold and flu season. I'm going to throw up.
You know, and now that he says that he's right, he was thank you. He was just delicately picking his nose with his pinky, although his pinky was shoved.
Really?
Way far in there.
Up there where a serious brain injury could occur.
Don't forget, Ken Stevens has been ill, too, recently. He's had, like, bronchitis.
You know, that's right. And I saw this probably about 2 o'clock today, so this could have been any time last evening.
God.
And, you know.
It says to me that Ben's not doing his job.
Yeah, well, I said that's the measure of whether Ben is functioning adequately. Ben, take care of that left wall, please. Please do it soon.
Every guy in the station now has run down the hall to go to the men's room to take a look at it.
No, Buzz isn't doing that.
I'm staying right here.
Buzz isn't doing that. You sure you don't want to go down and take a peek?
I'm positive. Thank you very much.
During the next commercial break, I'm taking him down to show him.
Yeah.
I have a nice trip.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a highlight.
Please come with me.
No, worry. No, thank you.
Please come with me, because you know how Mike will be. Mike will be like...
Oh, I'll be running down the hall.
Like showing you a new car or something. Come here. Look. Ooh. Ah.
Actually, this, I will point it out to you from a distance and just to verify.
Okay. About the Dennis Rodman story. Toe Tap and Touchstone's coming up. We'll make another love connection for the trip to King's Dominion. Old man Bob Dole and Nuz Nurnang right before the toe tapping touch tones in this hour, too. Here's the story about the Dennis Rodman lollipop. For anybody who ever wanted to give Dennis Rodman a good licking, oh, and I do, this lollipop is for you. Custom Confections of Boise, Idaho starts production Friday on a lollipop endorsed by Dennis Rodman. The 1 1/4 ounce lollipops are in the shape of a bloated worm with Dennis Rodman's face on the end. Okay? I've got to get some.
I hope we can get an entire box for the entire staff.
I'm not sharing.
Share!
I'm not sharing. All the Dennis Rodman suckers are for me.
Custom Confections, how may I help you?
Yes, hello, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you.
We are calling about the Dennis Rodman suckers.
I just can't imagine.
They're super. When do they come out?
We will start shipping probably Friday, and so they should be on the shelves sometime next week.
How big are the suckers?
They are 1 1/4 ounces.
What else can you tell us about?
How long are they?
About the taste treat.
How long are they? How many inches are they?
Oh, they're probably about 2.5 by 2.
Only 2.5 inches?
Well, that's a pretty good size lollipop.
Oh, it's a lollipop.
Lollipop, right. Well,
I thought it was a long snake-like thing.
Oh, no, it has a worm. It's a worm,
yeah, worm snake
that
worm.
Has his head on the end of it.
No, it's his head with a worm around his head.
Hmm? It's his head. Oh, the sucker is his head with a worm around his head?
That's right.
So he designed it?
No, he did not design it.
Oh, he didn't design it.
So no, actually,
you could have an artist.
Does he look like Medusa? Is that what he kind of looks like?
No.
Well, what's with the worm then?
Well, that's his nickname, Buzz. That's his nickname. Okay. They call him the worm.
See, I didn't know that.
So would you be able to put all of Dennis Rodman in your mouth at once?
Oh, if you've got a big mouth.
How about you, ma'am? Do you think you could put all of Dennis Rodman in your mouth?
Not a chance.
How much will the Dennis Rodman lollipop cost?
The suggested retail is somewhere around $1.
Only $1?
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
Is there an outside chance you could send us some free samples?
We do a national radio show. Where are you in Idaho? We're on in Boise. Are you in Boise?
You're in Boise?
Yes. What's our station? Have you ever heard of a radio station called KFXD?
KFXD.
My feelings won't be hurt if you've never heard of them.
Well, that's have. Okay.
Are you in Boise right now?
We are in Boise.
Wow.
Well, if you find your way to a radio, you could turn on the show.
Yes.
Well, how can I work and listen to the radio?
Gosh, I don't know. That's what's keeping the efficiency so high there at... What's the name of this company? Custom Confections.
Custom Confections. Well, send us some free samples.
Could we get a couple, please?
Yeah, I could send you a couple of samples, you bet.
I'd love that. You know, I love him.
Do you?
I mean, and I'm not one of those guys that's jumped on the bandwagon just since he started dressing like a girl. I mean, I've loved him for a long time.
Yeah, Don has really loved him. I mean, not just loved him, really wants to marry him.
I want to be the next Mrs. Dennis. I want to be the final Mrs. Dennis Rodman.
Well, go
you know
for
what
it.
I'm saying.
Go for it, she said. All right. Super. Yeah, fun loving in Boise, Idaho.
All right, you are super dreamy. What will the flavors be?
The flavors will...
Will it be a salty lollipop?
No, they're probably as sweet as he gets.
Really as sweet as he...
The flavors are root beer.
Ooh.
Root beer and cheese.
Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti.
I thought she said something. I said, yes. said yeah. something else.
You got to work on your pronunciation of Tutti.
Okay, so it'd be Tutti Frutti.
Root beer, Tutti Frutti.
And what else?
Strawberry cream.
Strawberry.
Strawberry banana.
Oh, the banana.
Sour apple.
Sour apple. And?
Cherry and grape.
Cherry and grape.
Here's my thoughts for some flavors. Ham, cabbage.
Egg salad.
Salmon.
That's a little tough to put in a lollipop and make taste good.
Willy Wonka could do it.
Well, thank you for your time, listening to you. Hold on. We'll give you our address. Could you really send this out some?
Yes.
We're going to put you on the phone with our producer, Augustus Gloop.
Hold on, please. That's the latest on the Dennis Rodman suckers. As you can hear, they're a real item.
All right.
Good for me.
Dreamy dreamsicle.
Happy sucking. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
M-I-W-T-F-K.
Two all-American boys who bleed red, white, and blue. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, here come the Toe Tap and Touch Tones. If you want to go to Paramount's King's Dominion with us, be the married or be the single.
Yeah.
Call right now. I'll open up the telephone lines, and we'll take the first call and make a love connection on our toll-free lines at 1-800-636-1067. And there you go. It takes 10 seconds for the delay to catch up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm about the trip to King's Dominion?
Yes. Hi. What is your name?
My name is Trisha.
And Trisha, now I feel like I converse with you with the disco music in the background.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Trisha?
I'm Largo, Maryland.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
What do you do, Trish?
I'm a first grade teacher.
Oh, a teacher.
Aww. Yeah.
Something about a teacher.
Isn't that great? We love teachers on this show.
Something about a teacher. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Probably Mary Lou Retton.
America's newest bundle of energy.
We've got Mary Lou Retton on this show several times.
She's a really nice lady and a great guest. She got some bad breath, though. Do you remember Mary Lou Retton's breath?
The last time, the last visit, the breath, it was, she had death breath.
Yes, she did.
She had... We are. This is definitely the bodily function hour. Here, she had floss breath. She needed some floss.
I don't know if it was that bad. Which do you think smelled worse, Mary Lou Retton's breath or George Takei's feet?
George Takei. Well, it was George Takei's breath as well. It was not his feet. It was his breath.
Well,
he had stale coffee, something living inside of his mouth, breath.
That's Sulu from Star Trek.
Yes, Captain.
I thought
is
it was
my
his
breath. Bad.
Didn't he kick his shoes off also at some point during the show?
He might have.
George Takei.
He might have, but this was. I was right next to him on the other side of the console, and there was something. I mean, it was a breath thing. Mary Lou's breath was not nearly as bad.
Well, listen, either way, Trish, Mary Lou Retton. See, that was our only point of reference there. We'll find you a date. We'll find you a guy to go to King's Dominion.
And we're sure
I'm married. Can I get on the married bus?
Oh, the married bus.
Yes, you can.
And we're sure that your breath is just as fresh as a morning spring.
That is easy enough to handle. And what's your husband's?